This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The White House press office gave what's called a readout of a phone call that President Obama had with British Prime Minister David Cameron today. The president, quote, updated the prime minister on the ongoing U.S. signals intelligence review, end of quote. The American public gets its update tomorrow. The president is expected to give a big speech about proposed reforms to the NSA surveillance program. Technology companies, the first-line collectors of a lot of the data that the NSA has, are going to be listening closely to that speech. Marketplace's Queenie Kim tells us what they hope to hear.
Bruff Turner is the founder and chief technology officer at NetBlazer, an internet service provider in Watertown, Massachusetts. And he says the first thing President Obama needs to do tomorrow is
stop the bulk collection of not just phone data, but internet data.
While a lot of attention has been paid to phone data, tech companies point out that the FISA Act also allows for the bulk collection of internet data, too. Turner's developing wireless products, and a few months ago, he was shopping it around Europe.
I was in Germany in October, and it was pretty clear that American services are completely suspicious, and American products are somewhat suspicious. That was 3 months ago at this point. The situation is much more negative.
Turner says Obama can start putting some of these concerns at ease if he proposes a policy to protect the privacy of foreign internet users. Matt Simons is with ThoughtWorks, which builds custom software for businesses around the world. He says moving software to the cloud has in part fueled this tech boom, but
the darling of the tech sector is now clearly being questioned. People are seeking to build their own clouds. People are seeking to use clouds that are not storing their data inside the United States.
Simon says the NSA revelations appear to be having a bigger impact on small and medium-sized businesses. He says while there are few alternatives to Google, Facebook, and Amazon, the global competition for smaller-scale products is fierce. Stephen Cobbs is a researcher at ESET, a cybersecurity firm that protects company servers. He says one thing that's hitting all tech companies is the news that the NSA has built backdoors into security software.
It really sent a shiver through the security community, because we know if you weaken it for the intelligence community, then the bad guys will exploit it too.
Cobb says before the Snowden revelations, the cybersecurity industry shared information with the government. Now that relationship has chilled. In San Francisco, I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.